An environmental group in the Hudson Valley has released a study on the risk of oil spills in the Hudson River. Scenic Hudson commissioned the study that looks at threats at 9 locations between Yonkers and Albany. Haley Carlock is Scenic Hudson Environmental Advocacy Director.
There's never been a comprehensive study of the risk and consequences of an oil spill in the Hudson River, which when we discovered this was sort of shocking to us. It's been done for a lot of water bodies, you know, all around the United States and around the world.
Scenic Hudson had commissioned the report from Environmental Research Consulting, while a U.S. Coast Guard proposal to establish up to 10 anchorage sites from Yonkers to Kingston was on the table. That proposal was shelved in June 2017. Since, the Coast Guard directed a study on safety along the river, and there is a Hudson River Safety Committee that met most recently October 2nd in Hyde Park. Carlock participated.
One, I am hopeful, and listening to Captain Tama's words from the Coast Guard at the Tuesday meeting, that there will be no new anchorage proposals in the Hudson River, you know, anytime in the near future. That's what he said on Tuesday, and, you know, I believe him, so I'm hopeful that's not going to happen, but if some proposal like that does occur, or a proposal for a new oil terminal or a different type of oil to be transported on the Hudson River, that this document and the information in it will be the first place that people go to say, wait a minute, let's look at what the consequences can be. Let's look at how this should influence our planning and whether we would allow this type of thing to happen at all on the Hudson River.
Scenic Hudson's study suggests that the Coast Guard designate the Hudson River a high-volume port area, which would require enhanced spill preparedness and reduced response time. A spokeswoman says the U.S. Coast Guard is aware of the study and looks forward to reviewing it. Carlock says the study evaluated 77 scenarios at 12 locations.
What was most shocking to us was looking at how long oil would remain in the water for some of the scenarios, obviously those that have a larger volume of oil, you know, over 28 days in some cases. And in some of the scenarios, you would have oil at different times. You know, you'd have a scenario that would occur perhaps at the Port of Albany or maybe in Coxsackie, so in the upper Hudson River area. And during certain weather conditions for certain types of oil, that oil from that spill would make its way all the way down to New York Harbor.
The analysis included worst-case scenarios in 4 locations, Albany, Kingston, Newburgh, and Yonkers.
We looked at a scenario where there was an explosion and fire resulting from a spill of Bakken crude at the Port of Albany, where Bakken would be coming out of a tank into a barge, and there was an explosion, which is actually modeled on an actual incident that occurred, not in New York State. I think it was out in Michigan. And that you would have severe damage for, you'd have an explosion zone that would go, you know, over 5 miles. You would have potentially areas that are, you know, heavily residential near the Port of Albany that could be impacted by that. So there you're not looking at the ecology of the river as much, because if there's an explosion and fire, less oil is going to get into the river. But, you know, severe human health, safety, and casualty concerns, obviously.
At the site of a formerly proposed Kingston anchorage, the scenario is a 150,000-barrel home heating oil spill. On the Newburgh waterfront, the study examines an 11,000-barrel Bakken crude spill from a train accident, and for Yonkers, a 155,000-barrel gasoline spill was analyzed.
Fast response is critical to protect the river.
That's John Lipscomb. He's riverkeeper boat captain and vice president for advocacy, and says the total volume of petroleum moving along the river has increased, yet the capacity to respond to a spill is limited with dated technology. Lipscomb says he hopes the report helps to change this.
The discussion over spill response and recovery is much needed in the Hudson Valley. Aside from the Anchorage debate, there's petroleum moving on the river every day. Refined product is coming up from the coastal refineries to terminals in various communities and in Albany. And then in the last few years, as everyone knows now, we see Bakken crude oil coming from North Dakota by rail to Albany and being transported south to the coastal refineries.
Meantime, the U.S. Department of Transportation in September rescinded a requirement that would have mandated trains carrying crude oil and other flammable substances to use electronically controlled pneumatic braking systems. Scenic Hudson believes such brakes would decrease the likelihood of a derailment. On October 16th and 17th, Scenic Hudson will conduct in-depth workshops for experts about the study at the Empire State Plaza in Albany. Carlock says Coast Guard representatives plan to attend, and Scenic Hudson plans to hold a separate session over the winter for the general public. A link to the study is at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.